Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show tonight. It's all about twin flames, soulmates, karmic, and companions. You know, I think all of us want to experience great love. I went and I counted ads today on TV and, you know, and also the radio and Facebook and different things, and there are more ads about how to attract a guy or a woman or have a great love than there is anything else. Did you know that? Well, there is other things too as well, but that it crosses all boundaries, all genres, and it's just amazing. So I was like, okay, I feel like I'm supposed to do that. And also, I'd like to talk about it tonight because, you know, I think everybody wants to have that man, butterflies in your tummy, great love all the time, and to grow and be your best friend and be wake up with your best friend, go to sleep with your best friend, make love with your best friend. When I'm saying it, doesn't it sound wonderful? I mean, I think it does, right? And so why don't we have it all the time? Why are you asking yourself, I know I do this too, I've done this in the past, why can't I attract a great guy, right? And I'm going to talk about that tonight because it's in our book. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. And we go over the karmic relationships and the, excuse me, I just ate an apple, karmic relationships, the companion soulmate, and also the twin flame, twin soul. I really want you guys to understand all three of them because when you get them all three, then you're going to understand, maybe have an aha moment and say to yourself, wow, this is the reason why I attracted this girl or this guy. Or this is the reason why I keep on attracting the same type of partner every time, right? And it doesn't work out. I want to share with you guys this. I feel like I meditated. I feel like our higher power, angels, the God goddess of our understanding, is really sharing this with me today to share with you because there are people out there that really do not get why they don't have their great love yet. Okay, and so here we go. First of all, let's talk about the differences between them. And I want to make this really, really clear. All these relationships can be, they can be romance relationships. They also can be other relationships, family, friends, brother, sister, mother. It doesn't matter. So they cross all genres, okay? So let's talk about the differences. Let's start off with the most popular, fun one that people think, gosh, if I had my twin flame, twin soul, life would be perfect. And how can I attract them? And how can I bring them in my life? First thing, most of the time, we're not born with our twin flame, twin soul in the same lifetime unless we achieve some spiritual, a higher awareness, an advanced soul. And it's okay to be a young soul and an advanced soul, but advanced soul will be more likely to bring both will bring their, to be the twin flame, twin soul to each other in one lifetime, okay? So I want to clear that up. Remember, what is the guy, Edgar Casey? His wife was his companion soulmate, and his secretary was his twin flame, twin soul. You guys remember what I said, that they don't always have to be romantic relationships, that they can be other relationships. I have a friend of mine, and she and her brother are super close, and they feel like they're twin flame, twin souls. And I know myself, I had a, well, I'm not going to go into that because that's irrelevant. But so you can be born in the same lifetime, but it can be very challenging, okay? And what is a twin flame, twin soul? What's the other half? The male part of you, the female part of you. Your two halves, okay? And they say that when we there is, and I believe this, that God, we all have God living inside our, somewhere inside of us in our mind, and we forgot about who we really are to experience the duality of, you know, you can't have up without down, you can't have bad without good. And so when we learn to bridge that and realize who we really are, there's no reason for duality. So at that time, we're our twin flames, twin souls, we split apart. They what part of this went one way and a part of this went another way, and there's a lot more to that, so I'm giving a highlight of it. So we're always searching because we feel if we have that twin flame, twin soul with us again, that it's a perfect union. Well, sounds great, doesn't it, when I say it? Perfect union. Wouldn't it be wonderful? We'd have a great time together. But when you come together, it's most of the time, okay, if it's a romance, it can be very challenging to come to the place where you're like playing in, you know, it's like a great choir singing, you're singing together. And you can fight, and you can argue, and you can separate, and you can come back together, and you can have all the drama of a typical relationship. So how do you know it's a twin flame, twin soul? Well, you start doing spiritual work on yourself first, okay? And what does a spiritual work look like? Some people do the Course in Miracles. Some people do Tony Robbins. Yeah, I think he's very spiritual. Some people do, you know, study different books, go to college. Some people just read and go to seminars. It doesn't really matter, but what you do is you do a spiritual work, and once you do, as you're learning that spiritual work, then you're going to figure out, hey, this is my twin flame, this is my twin soul. I also think you can do an Akashic Record reading that will let you know who that person is, if they're in your life right now, or if they're in a whole different place. But I want you guys to remember this: twin flames, twin souls sound wonderful, and they are, but you have to grow into them, okay? And you have to be ready to do the spiritual work on yourself. Challenging. And if the spiritual work isn't challenging, you don't feel like throwing whatever you study, the Course in Miracles, you know, love, medicine, or whatever kind of stuff, you know, light workers, you know, there's Tanai Roman and Wayne Dyer, they all do all this work. And if you don't feel like throwing their work, throwing your stuff, or throwing the Course in Miracles or the Bible, right, across the floor sometimes, then it's probably not the right spiritual work for you, because that can make sure deep and it can be painful. Okay, but once you deal with it, it's not painful anymore. So that's a real key right there: spiritual work on yourself to attract the soul, the twin flame, twin soul. I think it's important to do that to have a great life and to realize how powerful and strong and beautiful we all really are, and who our creator is, and how we can co-create with that part of us that is the first one. Then let's go to the karmic soulmate. They look a lot like twin flames sometimes, because you're fighting and you're arguing. And have you ever met someone like that, or dated a guy or a girl, and they seem so right in the beginning, and then 90 days later, that's my deal, sometimes earlier, 6 months later, some of you guys, 17 years later, whatever the deal is, you feel that that person doesn't get you at all, right? And you can't stand them. I have a friend of mine. He married a girl with freckles. He said, I love those freckles. But after 5 years of being married, she didn't like her freckles anymore. It really wasn't her freckles, right? It was the karmic part of those two that had decided to come together and balance the karmic bond that they had. What is a karmic relationship? Where does it come from? Well, if you're listening to the show, you probably are open to this or may even think this, so I'm going to say it like it is. We've lived several lifetimes before, and over 800 of them, actually, or more. That's what I feel, believe, meditated, and got answers for. Some of you guys may have a different number, and that's okay, too. But one of the things that karmic relationships will do is that whatever you do and not do right with a person or people, you're going to come back and settle it in another life. I promise. Let me give you an example how that works. And I have a friend of mine. She married a guy, and he was extremely abusive to her, and she's been extremely abusive to him, okay? Verbal abuse, emotional abuse. It doesn't really matter, you know, but something brought them together. And they had a past life where there was a lot of abuse going on, where he left her and for another woman and so on. So this lifetime, he had to come back with her, and she was very angry and bitter. And it felt like she always had to take care of him, because she had him not only as a mate, but also as a child, as, you know, where she was always held back from the man she really loved, her twin flame, twin soul, okay? So they came back in this lifetime, and he and her have balanced the karma, and now they're in the process of doing a divorce, right? And you don't always have to divorce your karmic soulmate, and as I said, it can be not your romantic relationship. It also can be family relationships, friends relationships, co-workers relationships, all those things, okay? But please remember that. So she, and you know, she says, I've balanced out the karma. I'm ready to move on. And that's what she's doing. God bless her. I appreciate her so very much. And, you know, him too, because they've worked at it. And they're letting the relationship go. Not go, but the relationship changes form. Because until we realize we're connected to God and always the one, we're all part of the one, then we're still going to be able to have a relationship with that person, just right now. But it doesn't have to be a challenging one like a karmic relationship. I think they're the hardest and most challenging to be with. I know myself, a lot of relationships I've had in this lifetime, business, personal, romantic relationships, have been karmic relationships. And, you know, so I try to balance out the karma, let it go, and move on. But here's the key here. When you meet that person, okay, and you have these butterflies in your tummy, are you, you know, sometimes you have an instant dislike to them. What you got to do is, you know, ask. You know, ask your angels, ask your higher power, ask God, ask whoever you believe in, Jesus. Say, what is this person to me in a past life? Or what is this person here? And if you don't believe in past life, you question it. Say, why is this person in my life? Okay, I mean, I promise you this, and this is something I know from my own experience, from being a spiritual and life coach for a really long time, and watching others, you know, come to a lot of epiphanies and go through a lot of challenges before they get those epiphanies. But one of the things I do know is the answer will be given to you, okay? And that way you can say, okay, I'm here to settle a karmic bond with him and or her or them, okay? So let me work through it. Show me the best way to approach it. So that way, you know, you can move quickly through it if you choose, okay? And get some peace and, you know, peace of mind. And you go, well, Tree, I feel like I love this person. Can I have him or her back? Yeah, if you change the karma and balance it out, you don't have to leave them. I want to be really clear on that because that's a question I get a lot. If you, it's to start out as a karmic relationship that you can change it and then it becomes a companion relationship. What is a companion relationship? Have you ever had a best friend? Or when you were a child, or there's some of us that are lucky enough to keep our friends our whole life, I think. And, in you know, or a sister or a brother that you're really close to, or a lover that you are really close to, maybe you've married. That, if it's not a twin flame, if it's something easy, it's a companion soulmate. And as I said before, all of these soulmates can be romance relation-based, or they can also be family, you know, once again, I'm saying the whole thing over again. So you, but they are easy, they're gentle, and they're there to support you, and you're there to support them, okay? So... You know, you look in your life now and go, okay, who am I close to? Who if I've never really had an issue, or if I've had an issue, it's not been a big thing. You know, we were able to work through it quick, right? And so when you think about that, you can figure out who's your companion soulmate, right? And a lot of them are probably your friends or your family. So one of the things that you may ask, you know, for yourself is, okay, I've experienced each and every one of these, or maybe you've experienced the karmic and the companion relationships, and you continue to experience them, and you want to change that, or you want to bring in your twin soul, make sure you're doing the spiritual work, right, so it won't be so painful or challenging. And so one of a mantra that I say, okay, as it says, is I go, God, thank you for helping me, our Holy Father, whatever you want to say, or Buddha, Jesus, higher part of myself, because you may have people out there that are agnostic, and it all works. Thank you for helping me for attracting the best person for my highest and best good and their highest and best good. And so, and then when you do that, what happens is it changes the dynamic, and that's a big, it's like getting a great hand of paper, okay? So when you're in between relationships or you're trying to figure out how to get a great relationship, just say, I would like to attract the man or woman of my that is for my highest and best good and for their highest and best good or for his or her highest and best good. I think Diane, she's usually with me hosting the show, but she and her guy, they just moved in together about a month or so ago. They went to a concert tonight. She goes, can I be mine? I was like, listen, if I had a great ticket to a great concert like that, I'd go. And so she'll be back with us next Sunday. But what she did, she looked at the relationship she just got out of. And I'm sharing this with you because I think this is a great way to look at it. She had gotten out of a relationship that's very painful. And, you know, drama, ups and downs, cheated on her, the whole thing. And, you know, was it a karmic relationship? I think so. She thinks so. And she said, I want to attract the highest and best good for me. And I said, okay, great. So she met this guy, but before she met him, she started working with him on an energy level, and she started meditating and visualizing him and sending him messages. And, you know, I can't wait to meet you. I want to, you know, I like to do certain things. I like to go, you know, she likes music. She likes gardening. She's like running. I don't think she likes it anymore. But, you know, the thing that she liked to do, and she goes, I like to do those with you. I like to travel. I like to introduce you to my family and build a family life with you. So I think it was like 8 months ago, she met a guy, and John, and they connected really quickly. She said, I'd seen him in my meditation, and he came to me in my dreams. And she said, and when he showed up to me in the real world, or not the real world, but in the, you know, waking state, she goes, it's him. And so they had their ups and downs, as we all do. But they're living together now and going to a concert tonight. How cool is that, right? But she did that too as well, about the highest and best good. One thing that she also did, and I've got another friend of mine that's doing the same thing. She's a client as well. When you do spiritual work on yourself, and I'm saying this to you guys because I know that I do a lot of work on myself, right? And so. You want the highest and best good, but you also want to make sure your stuff is healed, right? You go, well, I don't have any stuff. Trust me, we do. And we all do, or we would be in heaven land with God, right? Or, you know, however you're over on the other side, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't really matter. Or you would be like an ascended master, like Jesus or Buddha, right? Nothing really bothers you. They just, you know, they go through life and they were able to do some amazing things here because they didn't live in the ego. So, what issues do you have in your own life, okay? Because the highest and best good, when you ask for that, and your angels, the Holy Spirit, you bring that to you, it could also be something that you need to heal, that person's going to mirror that you need to heal in your own life, as well as the great things that you have in your life. Let me give you an example. I have two people right now. They're, as I said, they're my friends, and they're also clients, or one of them, the girl is a client. And she, their relationship is full of drama. They know they're twin flames, twin souls. They understand those things. But he's always not been honest with her, and she's not been honest with him, okay? So what does honesty look like? Well, sometimes they hide things from each other, okay? Or say that they say they're going to do something, and they really mean it, and they don't. Let me give you an idea. He changed his number because he said he only wanted to be with her, and didn't want any of the other women that he'd been friends with, or you know, because he didn't cheat on her, but had a lot of flirtations with to have their number, okay? Because he was misleading some of these women. And you guys know, don't judge him because we've all done it before. You know, we've said, oh yeah, you're not really answering. Do we have a love? Do we have a relationship? Kind of avoid that, and that's still, I think, because you know I've been guilty of that myself. You know, I think that's a form of deception, right, or manipulation, and I don't think it's being malicious. I think it's coming from fear. Okay, so she, they got into a big discussion and had back and forth and angry, and she was hurt and crying. And so one of the things I said, I go, what is his issue? Do you feel? And so she went through. Well, his issue is that he's not truthful. He overpromises and underdelivers, and he's afraid to tell this woman the truth because he's afraid of hurting her. Now, they've never slept together, you know, and that, but he flirted with her and insinuated that he was single. And she said to her, I go, what are your issues? And she said, well, you know, I need to have self-love, self-worth, and I need to stop controlling and trying to make him feel, you know, telling him this is the way it needs to be and put his needs before mine, okay, right? Remember, put his needs before mine because the other day, I was listening to her, and she said, you know, this guy had lied to her and done a few things to her and told her he wasn't seeing someone, and she found out that he was over her house. And he got upset when she sent the girl an email saying, or a Facebook message, right, Facebook, guy talks about that a lot, saying that he was, that they were back together and getting ready to move in with the woman that he had been flirting with. He got this. How could you do that to me? How could you do this? And I'm listening to her, and I was like, wait a minute. What about you know, what he did in the sense of saying that he had ended it with her. He had told her he was seeing you, and then you found out now that he didn't tell her. So she goes, you're right. So I said, one of the lessons I think here is that you learn that your needs are important. You can't control him. You can only control your own thoughts, what you're looking for in a relationship. And immediately you went to him to try to fix it so he wouldn't be mad at you anymore. Speaking in person, right? So sweet. But let's look at it a little deeper, okay? And this is what I call doing the spiritual work. Let's look at it a little deeper. Let me back it up. I like a lot of people to download this show, you know what I mean? Because I think it helps people, and it does. But also, there is a part of me, my ego, that wants to, it looks good on paper. It looks good for the blog talk. It looks good for the sponsors, right? And that's okay, too, all right? But I'm being honest about it. Is one more important than the other? That's a whole other show. But what I'm going to share with you is that I looked at her and I said to her, I said, listen, I go, you are all about solving his problems and making him feel happy because, number one, you're afraid to lose him. And number two, you like how he makes you feel, those good, fuzzy feelings he gives you when he's really into you, okay? So you guys, you need to, well, I need self-love. I need to make sure that I'm doing the, you know, taking care of my needs. More than that, really look at why you're trying to get him or her to connect with you or to bring them back or to make them happy. Because sometimes it's not the unconditional love that we think that we should have for everyone in theory, but really hard to practice. But if there's things in our, there's issues in ourselves that we need to heal, like mine, right? You know, or like yours, or like hers. And so she looked at that, and she goes, you're right. And so that's what I'm talking about when you say bring the best guy for my highest and best good. But let me heal my issues first, so it'll be a heck of a lot easier to enjoy. And I know there's going to be more issues come up, but if I can heal the ones I know about, then I don't have to deal with that person, okay? So just get to let you guys know. I hope that's okay and it makes sense. A couple of things that you do is write it down what you like. I know Donna talked to us the other day. She's a new empowerment coach that, you know, she had said all the things that she wanted in a guy, and she forgot to put, I don't want him to be messy. I want him to be neat, you know, and so I was like, so be really detailed about what you're looking for on a physical, spiritual, and emotional level. Guy was, and so she got the man of her dreams because she created him with her thoughts, right, what she was looking for, you know, because the person that shows up is the form. The heart and the soul are the ones that that we're connecting with. And so she got the guy she created, wrote it down on paper, read it every night before she went to bed. Sometimes she would read it in the morning. She also did twin flame, soulmate connection. How to attract them, and we have that meditation at Angel Coaches. If you want, you can get in touch with me at Tree@angelcoaches.org, Facebook me at facebook.com/angelcoaches, and because it helps and it works, right? But what it does is it conditions your mind to attract that man, and it conditions your mind to be at a higher vibrational level, so you're connecting with your higher power, your angels, God, Jesus, Buddha, whoever it is. So I recommend meditation. I also recommend the affirmation. I would like to attract the highest and best good for myself and for the person that is to be with me. And then also make sure to show me what issues I need to heal in myself, because you want to enjoy that relationship. And there will be more issues that will come up, but not the ones you know about because you're taking care of them first. I hope that makes sense to you guys. A couple things. And then the soulmate relationship, twin flame, we have it, the meditation. So, as I said, I gave you a way to contact me, or you can go to angelcoaches.org, which is our website, to check that out and send me an email. Couple of things here. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Also, you can, and when you do that, they send you a lot of great shows that you can, you know, use as your spiritual work that you do on yourself, you know what I mean? Something that makes you look at yourself hard, that's a good thing, okay? The other thing is, and when it's painful, you know, and it's a different pain than, like, why didn't you call me? It's a pain of, man, this stuff is not working in my life anymore. How do I change it, okay? I know I'm going through that a lot with myself now, which is a good thing. You know, I'm becoming a lot more than I'm becoming the person that I always wanted to be. And I am, okay? I'm just realizing it now, because we're always everything. You know, we're not lacking in anything. And that's something that's been such an epiphany for me and for a lot of other you guys, because you sent me emails and you sent me, called me, and so appreciate that. So follow us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Send me an email or go to my go to our site and our Facebook page and send me something you want to hear. If you have a comment about a show or if you want the meditation, please let me know. Or let somebody know over there. We'll get back to you as soon as. And we've got a whole bunch of new coaches coming on. I'm super excited, and I keep it. You know what? We really do. So just be patient. You guys are going to have a lot more things to talk about and to share, and we'd love to hear your stories. Our next show is Tuesday night at 8:30 East Coast time. And it's all about manifesting, making things happen, and creating a great life, okay? Because we're all the architects of our life, right? Whether we do it by accident or whether we do it on purpose. I met a guy the other day, such a neat person. He said, listen, in your life, he goes, and he was a motivational speaker. He says, in your life, he goes, but you can be messy, you can be neat. He goes, but you have to be precise and have precision in your life. And he said, in every aspect, in your career, your business, if you have a business, with your love life. And he goes, you have to be precise. That is such a key quality to have. I was like, wow. And somebody I like to know, you know, and because I went up and shook his hand and excited to meet a person like that. And I get to work with people like that all the time, you guys. So thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for listening to our show tonight. We so appreciate it. And we've got a lot more coaches coming on. And so Monday night or Tuesday night, 8:30 East Coast, we look forward to seeing you. And you guys have a great night.